I'm here with David Cunliffe and Dennis Azabagic from Fandango. Thanks for coming in.
Sure, hi.
Very happy to be here.
So I wanted to ask you, first of all, how did you come up with the name for your group?
Well, everybody keeps asking about this, and we cannot take credit for it. It's actually our manager who came up with this title, because as a group, we exist for about 4 years now, I think. But before that, my wife Eugenia and I, as a duo, Cavatina duo, we've been active for a couple of decades now, and so have been David and his wife Desiree, and another partner that they have, Martha, as a Lincoln trio. And as those two groups, we were with our manager for many years, and she said, why don't you guys, you know, just try and play together? And she basically put us together and came up with this name.
So the name Fandango is actually a musical, well, it's a dance, basically.
It's a dance, it's a Spanish dance.
Spanish dance, but it's also, she really liked this particular piece by Boccherini, which has a Fandango in it. And so I think that was the driving force behind it.
That's so fun. And yeah, you all are really parts of different groups, or you do your own work. And how does that all work, just going around and doing different concerts?
Well, first and foremost, it's a lot of fun, especially when you come to somewhere like this, in this part of the world. It's fantastic. But it's a lot of juggling. We all teach as well. So it's a one big juggling act. And our manager, Lisa, helps us with that. And yeah.
Oh, so how did you all meet? How did this start?
Well, I explained a little bit in the first question when you asked. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that we all live in the Chicago area. And through our prior work, not with Fandango, but before we existed as a Fandango, as I said, through other musical activities that we've done, we knew of each other. We got together, became friends, talked about that. Then manager came in and came up with this idea, and we decided to try it. And we are enjoying it tremendously, because the group has instruments that bring sort of like a different sounds on a stage. It's a combination. It's a quartet, which is there are not that many. I do not know if there's other quartet that we are aware of that is this combination, which is violin, flute, cello, and guitar. So our sound is perhaps a little bit more unique than what you usually hear on a stage. Our programming is, I would say, a little bit more accessible to the general audience, you know, what we play. And we'd like to make it fun, that it reflects our name. And we truly enjoy it. Not only the you know, music making with each other, because we have collaborated on other projects and recordings, etc. So we enjoy each other's companies. We enjoy each other's musicianship, you know, work together. And just sharing all this experience of traveling and visiting places like what David just mentioned, you know, coming here and seeing Yellowstone, or seeing the Titans, or going to Bermuda, or going to Hawaii, and, you know, different places. Just, it's always a wonderful experience.
Have you had the chance to perform in Idaho before?
I think we both have, as Cavatina Duo and Lincoln Trio, but I think this is our first time with Fandango.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're glad to have you. what is it like, because is this the, well, not for you, oh wait, actually for both of you, what is it like performing with your spouse?
You go first, man.
Well, it's great. I mean, that's the first thing, you know, it means we work together a lot. Anyway, and it's really just a fantastic thing to be able to travel and work with each other. It has its challenges sometimes, but it on the whole, it's a really great thing.
I completely agree with David, and to me, I find, you know, music is one of the languages one can learn, right? You can speak English or Spanish or whatnot. You learn music, and you communicate with other people through music as well. And previously, as I was just saying, it is so much fun to communicate in that way with your fellow musicians. And if the person with whom you are connected so closely on many other levels, you can also share music, it sort of adds another dimension to the relationship, you know. And then, of course, the, you know, little perks of traveling together and visiting nice places are also fun. Yes.
Yeah, you get to go home and talk about it instead of just telling them about
right,
it.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So how long do you plan to keep on doing a Fandango?
Well, I think we're always coming up with new ideas and new pieces, and as long as we do that, and as long as we're enjoying it, I think we'll carry on.
Yeah, I totally, you know, second that one. I was just about to say, we started off with saying that it is fun. So as David says, as long as it is fun, I think we're gonna continue doing this, because it truly is.
And you mentioned, like, your quartet is different, and that's actually what I was thinking when I was, like, listening to your music and looking. I was like, oh, that's fun, like a flute and a guitar and a cello and violin all together. But if you were to describe your music, what would you tell someone your music is?
Well, I suppose it really depends on, at the moment, we've got a couple of different sort of themes. One is very much a Spanish theme. And one is a Balkan theme, which is where Dennis is from. So it's really about what themes that we're working on at the moment that we're bringing to the concert. So if someone asked me right now, I would say Spanish and Balkan.
And what does, like, Balkan sound like? Because I can maybe kind of think of maybe what Spanish sounds like. It's more familiar to me, but I'm not as familiar with the Balkan.
Maybe the easiest explanation would be if you think about music of the Middle East and a little bit of a crossover with flamenco, right? And that is all the music that has traveled and originated far back in India and traveled through all that, you know, Silk Road route all the way to Middle East and converts with other cultures. So Balkan music is very much like that. And what one of the things that really one of the strongest characteristics of that music is the rhythm, odd meters. So the some of the pieces that we play, they are like in 5/8 or in 7/8 or 10/8, 11/8, things like that. So it's a odd meter that it really makes the biggest stamp on it.
Do you all have a song that you particularly enjoy performing together?
I really personally like Garjasco.
You like Garjasco Joro?
I don't know. I really love playing that. And it's probably about the shortest piece we do. That's not the reason. But it's just got this, what's the meter?
That one is 12/8.
12/8, and yeah. It breaks into
4, I think.
Yeah, and 4, but it's just, yeah, just love playing.
It has the energy that you like. So that's one of the Balkan pieces, one of the Macedonian dances that he enjoys. I don't really have any a particular one. I really don't. To me, each piece has a certain moments. Like if we are to describe the program, what I love about is the variety. Like if you're starting with the Vivaldi's Four Seasons, which feature violin and the way Desiree plays and the way she really knows that piece, not only on instrumental level, but the how do you say, the soul of that piece, and how with the instrument she really can paint to you winter. You really can feel it, right? And then from that you turn on to Spanish pieces, and my wife is from Spain, so she really likes that. I'm glad that here my colleague from Britain likes the Balkan music, you know. Then we play some Piazzolla, then as he said before, we have back onto Fandango to finish again with some, let's call it Spanish music, right? But to me, it's all about that mixture, and it's all about trying to find the different ambiances that you try in the program to make that variety, and also the different sounds, because we not only play all the time as a quartet, but we break it into different formations. In the duos, me and Eugenia play a duet, David and Desiree play a duet, then we get together as a quartet in a, you know, like in a set of pieces. They, as a trio, they play a classical piece, a Haydn, for example. That's what they are playing this. So that is something that I like very much. So it's almost like, to me, it's like having a Spanish dinner where you have a lots of small plates and you go from one another and you take a lots of different things and you just cannot pick, you know, your favorite, and just keep having lots of dishes.
Do you write your own arrangements for your pieces?
Yeah, actually, we have to, because it's such an unusual combination of instruments. Really, practically no one has written for this combination. So yeah, we're constantly having to sort of ask each other, does this work? Does that work? Does that sound okay? And so we have to do quite a bit of work in that regard. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.